Europe at the end of the 12th century is quite a turbulent place. In Spain, the Muslims of Spain have thrashed the Christian rulers in 1195 at the Battle of Alarcos, and following on from the crushing of the Christians in the Holy Land at the Battle of Hattin in 1187, that's quite a threatening sign as far as the progress and the strength of Islam goes. There's turbulence in Northern Europe as ever. Richard the Lionheart, when he eventually got back from the Crusade, has to spend a lot of time trying to fight Philip Augustus to regain lands that Philip took from him, and Richard dies in 1199. There's also conflict in Germany, where in 1197, the Emperor Henry VI had died, and there's then a struggle to succeed him to rule Germany. So it's a time of change, a time of turnover. And you also have a new pope coming to power with Pope Innocent III right at the end of the 12th century. So in the sense of trying to move on and to recover Jerusalem, which of course is the big aim of everybody in Western Europe, there's a transition period. It will take the dynamism of Pope Innocent III to propel Europe forwards and to begin a whole new series of crusading efforts. As far as the Muslim Near East is concerned, after surviving the Third Crusade and fending off the Third Crusade, Saladin died only a few months later, on the 4th of March 1193. And while he had been able to largely keep the Muslim Near East under his sole control, it fragments astonishingly after his death. He had 18 sons, which is admirable in some respects in terms of securing your dynasty, but on the other hand does create a number of problems. And two or three of the eldest ones start squabbling quite quickly, and they're fighting one another within months of his death. Saladin's brother Safaddin eventually steps in to sort of knock heads together and take control and establish himself in Egypt. But the coherence that had been there under the Sultan Saladin has fragmented quite a bit.